Okay. Sometimes doesn't dwell on even the why. Help us to correct our mistakes. We can analyze what made us do it. Was it stress? Was it some envy towards the other person or whatever it might be? Yes, definitely. Generally, if there is an issue, thinking about it is helpful. It's essential. But a thought energy is quite peculiar. It's a, say, if I have to move an object, and greater the amount of physical energy apply, the greater the object will move, isn't it? So in a sense, the effect of physical energy and so the physical energy and its effect, we could say it's a linear curve. But if you want to consider thought energy and its effect on solving a problem, that curve is not always linear. Beyond a particular point, it appears it gets a plateau, and after that it starts going down. That means if I don't think of an issue at all, I will keep making a mess of things. But if I keep thinking of it, that will make me negative, that will make me obsessed, that will make me paralyzed. So that we have to find out when we reach the plateau and stop over there. So in general, immediately after a problem has occurred, we are too close to the issue to analyze it objectively. So at that time, thinking about it just puts us in an endless loop. So in a sense, we have to think about an issue before something happens to try to prevent it and to do it the best. But after something has happened, we do what we can based on our gut feeling, our intelligence at that time, our instinctive intelligence or whatever. But for an analysis to be objective and productive, we need a certain amount of distance. Distance in terms of time, distance in terms of emotional involvement or emotional intensity, I would say. And then that thinking is productive. So we ourselves have to see, okay, I spend my time thinking about this. Maybe if I spend 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, is this thinking going anywhere? Or is it just going round and round and round? And then after a period of time, we can ourselves observe and see, okay, you know, this much time I need as a break before I can come back and think of this. So as I said, maybe I can elaborate on this. When I said stop the why question and move to the how, many people have this question at many places and I've spoken this. I need to elaborate on this a little bit more. I can do that in a future class. It's when I said clearly that sometimes the why stops being productive. And that's when we have to move towards the how. So some people, they are by nature very analytical. And for them, the getting the why answer is a vital need. And they may spend a lot of energy in that. But for some people, they're not analytical and their mind just goes round and round and round. I say that sometimes our mind has to go from A to B. It doesn't go from A to B. It'll jump from A to Z, then come to M and D, and then come to B. So when that is happening, then all that energy gets wasted. That's why we have to see whether overall, okay, let's put it in this way, that when I'm trying to learn from the past, is it I am in control of my mind and I am taking my thoughts backward to analyze it? Or is the mind in control of me and the mind is going on a auto loop? Hey, why did this happen? Why did this happen? Why did this happen? So I would say if the second is happening, then it's more or less tamoguna. Tamoguna, the mode of ignorance. Tamoguna, it's tamas, where the mind is just taking us on a wild ride. In sattva, we are in control. And then we take the mind backwards to learn from it. Okay? Thank you.